calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening, and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the city of Groton. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Members of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is the 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. And when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We'll get to your question after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. The first is the one we've been describing, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," then release the mic button, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. If no one has, then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have any questions or comment. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Rob Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in Groton. I'll be your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin Norwich. Tim, I'm checking in and out. We've been running around in the sun all day, and now we're having dinner in the air conditioning. So I'm in and out, but the recorder is recording. KA6PDJ.
Okay, and it recognizes KA6PDG, who had a fun day today and will be in and out. Any further check-ins, please call now.
This is Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie Tango, Dave and Preston, no questions at this time.
Here is November Kilo 1, Victor, Steve, Coventry, no questions yet.
Okay, net further recognizes Dave, K1DCT, Steve, NK1V, John, W1JOP with a question, and Chuck. Chuck, W1FJW. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, welcome to all those who have checked in and those that may be listening. I think we'll start right off with John. You had a question. Why don't you give us your question, and we'll see what we can do with it. W1JOP, this is Tank Control, KC1TWR.
I actually slipped the tongue. I have no questions, first of all, I'm able to check in because I'm technically on vacation, so I'll enjoy the net. This is W1JOP.
Okay, very good, John, and welcome back. I know you had a vacation going and so forth, so being on vacation is always a good thing, I think, as long as the weather and travels and all that work out for you. Okay, I think we'll go for a round of comments. I do have a talking point, but I'll wait till we've been through the round once just to see if anything crops up. It is muggy out, it is warm out, warmer up in Norwich than it is down here in Groton, that's for sure. Down here I think it's only about 76 degrees or so, but the humidity is up to about, dew point's up to about 67, whereas I believe in Norwich the dew point may be a slight bit less, but the temperature's higher. It's a tit-for-tat type of situation. So we'll start with Kevin, who's in and out, so may or may not reply. See if he has any quick comments to start us off with. KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR. Okay, I think Kevin's enjoying his grinder and his beer, and that's good. We'll move on to Dave, and Dave, I actually have a question for you. Last week, I believe we talked about some contest or something, and I told you about it, and you said you hadn't heard of it before, and now I'm drawing a complete blank what that might have been. Do you remember what it was? Did you look into it? And if so, did you find it at all of interest? K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Well, if my lack of memory serves me, I think it was, I wrote it down here somewhere. Maybe not, maybe I tossed it, but I think it had to do with a CWQRP fox hunt. Is that, that ring any bells?
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. Yep, it's a one that I think that goes on throughout the summer, and was curious if you had looked into it, found it at all of interest or not, and if not, that's fine too. Back to you.
All right, yeah, I did briefly pop over there and look at it. It is, I don't remember all the details, but it's on the HF band, it's CW, it's... I remember correctly. So it was kind of interesting, but I didn't get too deep into it. So it's still in my search history, so I can bring it up again. But it looked mildly interesting, but of course it is HF, so I mean, like I said, I didn't delve too far into it, but you're gonna have to, get signal reports and kind of coordinate, I guess, with somebody to, because it's a moving fox every week or whatever. So it was, I'm going to have to go back and look at it again. But that's about it. I do have one thing I would like to just throw out there. It doesn't require too much discussion, but I suppose like a lot of us that are around during the day, I keep this radio in a scan mode, so I've got multiple 2-meter repeaters in here, and occasionally I'll hear somebody come up and, with their call sign and say, gee, I'm looking for a radio check or a signal report, And I'm not in the room where the radio is. I can hear it, and I don't have all the courtesy tones committed to memory, nor am I going to. It would be nice if people did that. They announced what repeater they were on, because I have no idea. And then sometimes they move on to another repeater a second or two later if nobody responds. And then you still have no idea where they are. So just a little something to toss out there for the general public. K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. And yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot about the CWQRP, but getting to the second item you brought up, yeah, that's something that I've noticed myself. You know, heard somebody say something, by the time I get to the radio or get things worked out so I can try and reply, they're apparently gone to another repeater or what have you. And for myself, recently, and I have to admit this is recently, so I've been guilty of it before, but recently, whenever I try and do a radio check, I try and either stay in frequency or, and I guess I don't always mention what repeater I'm on, I've got to work on that, but also when I leave that frequency, I make sure and give my call sign and say clear. That way people know, you know, if they're running for the radio or anything, that I've already moved on to something else. So hopefully that's a good habit to continue with. And, yeah, I do have another thing about fox hunting, but I'll get to that after we've been through around once. Let's move on to Steve and see if he's got any comments about the week or about anything else. This is calling NK1B. This is KC1TWR.
I'm running late tonight because I was fiddling around with some antennas and
It's a field day every day almost. Back to net, NK1V.
Oh, very good, Steve. And that's a good report on the being able to activate the Mansfield Hollow State Dam Park, the or Mansfield Hollow Dam Park. I used to live in Mansfield on Browns Road, right around the corner from there, and worked at Seeger's Auto Sales for a while as a gas pump jockey. But I digress. It's an interesting activity, getting the parks on the air and then finding parks that aren't usually on the air and being able to register them and getting them on. That's fantastic. And with that, we'll move to John and see what he thinks about that or about the weather report. W1JOP, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Hey, I'm not a big fan of the upcoming weather. This is W1JOP. Supposedly, there's a major heat wave on its way for next week. I don't know how they can predict next week's weather on a Wednesday, but supposedly next Wednesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to be near 100 in the inland areas and 90 on the shore. But that's what I only heard on Channel 30. I didn't hear that on the National Weather Service or anything. Anyway. Thing I guess I wanted to bring up, which has been talked about more on D-Star that I've heard than 2 meter itself, is a 2 meter amateur radio band is under threat. Due to a proposal from France during the World Conference 2019 meeting, the 2 meter band should be used as or allocated as an aeronautical band. I know on D-Star there's been entire nets devoted to this, and I have yet to hear on analog. So I was wondering if anybody thinks that's a serious thing, or if it's just Tywash. W1JOP.
I think that it's definitely going to be hot next week. I think my time of being able to save on electricity is almost over. We're going to have AC on pretty constant from here on in. I've heard about that too, and I believe it was a portion of the 2 meter band, not the whole 2 meter. I haven't heard anything about it on the RF nets, but on the same token, I've seen it on Facebook and so forth, and I don't know if it's being blown out of proportion or not, or what the story might be, but we'll see if anyone else has any comments about that. Maybe Chuck has a comment about that, or the weather, or about state parks on the air. And so let's see what he has to say. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Net, TipsNet, and this is Net Control KC1TWR to Chuck W1FJW.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I hadn't heard about that, so I don't have an opinion on it yet. State parks on the air sounds like a good deal, and I definitely would be interested in that. But what I've been thinking about this afternoon was the Raceon meeting in August. Typically a picnic, and I was wondering if we should invite people to bring their favorite ham radio or at least electronic related toys to their to the picnic and have a little show and tell on any odd items that folks may have collected through the years. Just a thought. Back to net, W1FJW.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful idea, like show and tell of sorts, and I think that'd be a good idea. I was at the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting last night up at the Red Cross office at on Route 32 in Uncasville, and Jim Seaton was there, and he had brought a small transceiver or transmitter. It had a cat's whisker type of build to it, It was an old wooden box. He opened it up, and very few parts. And certainly, I don't think I saw any transistors or tubes or what have you. So it was interesting. It's always good to kind of bring stuff like that. I, for one, Chuck, I think that would be a great idea. But we've reached the bottom of the list, and so I will do another call out. This is Net Control, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. You do not need to be a member to participate. Anyone with an amateur radio license can participate. So if anybody else would like to join at this point, please call now. Okay, we're going to go back to the top of the list, and before we do that, I do want to, when we get down to it, I'll ask Steve and K1V if he could give us that website, and correct me if I misspoke on exactly what the event is involving the state park. I always like being corrected. It tells me that people are listening and understanding what I'm saying and have the interest enough to make sure I say it correctly. I did want to mention, talking about fox hunting and things of that nature, the U.S., this is in the taken from the July 2019 QST magazine, the ARDF, and that stands for, I know I have it here, so Amateur Radio Direction Finding is going to have the USA and IARU Region 2 Championship taking place August 1st through the 4th. And it sounds like quite a number of things. A number of people from different countries are getting involved. The opening day will be devoted to the Fox O-Ring Championship. And Fox O-Ring, F-O-X-O-R-I-N-G, is a combination of radio direction finding and classic orienteering. Day two will be a sprint, a short course with 12-second Fox transmissions, followed by a model event for equipment testing and competitor briefing. Then they'll have a classic 2-meter and 80-meter competitions that will take place on days 3 and 4. And so you can read more about that in the July QSD magazine, or let me know and I'll get you more information. And with that, let's start at the top of the list and see how Kevin's doing with his grinder and his beer. If he's still stuffing his face, he can just keep doing that. We'll go to the next person, but let's give him a chance. This is KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR. My, that's got to be a very good grinder. Plus, I know he has some very good company, so that's good. I don't want to interrupt that. But we'll move to the next person on the list, and after this discussion about parks and about the amateur radio direction finding and talking about the picnic that's coming up, which I know when we get back to Chuck, I just want to verify with him who's allowed to attend the picnic. But first, let's talk to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, well, thank you. This is K1DCT. So much to talk about. Let's see. So I've gone back to the QRP Fox Hunt page. It's on 20 meters. There's one tomorrow night. And the objective is that you're not really directional finding. You're just hunting for these fox somewhere on 20 meters. So you can play around with that. So it's not an actual direction finding event. It's just a, we'll call it, it is a hunting expedition, I guess. So that'll take care of that. Parks on the Air is interesting because I just happened to go this weekend to a place that I misspent much of my hours as a youth. And I revisited it this weekend, and that was Fort Griswold State Park right there in Groton. So certainly be easy enough to get on there and set something up. So I'm kind of poking around at that. And I have seen some stuff. Moving on to the next subject. about this attack on 2 meters, but I haven't seen anything come out of the league yet that I recall. So when I see the league put it out, then I can say it's verified. Until then, I don't know. In fact, there was one site I looked at, and part of the website was hacked something. So that gave me a bad feeling. But I think I've covered it all. I don't know. I got to start writing this stuff down. Dr. Nat, K1DCT.
Dave, I know sometimes on the net we talk about one subject and it's easy to keep track of, and sometimes we have so many balls in the air at the same time. I know I looked at last week and I hardly wrote anything down, which was my fault, so this week I'm being more diligent about writing down just a word or two at least about what's being discussed. And I'm curious to see what the league has to say about that. Although the 2 meter thing, I believe that's really taking place overseas, and that may be one of the reasons why the ARRL hasn't come out too quickly with anything. It could be that's just somebody mentioned France, and I thought it was the UK, but I'm probably misremembering. But let's go on down to Steve and see what he has to say. And he can correct me on the parks on the air and possibly give us a website. And we'll work it from there and see what else he has to say about everything, all this multitude of discussions we're having. NK1V, this is KC1TWR.
parksontheair.com. One full word, no breaks or other punctuation. Their website is a little tricky to navigate because just like any, it's 100% volunteers, and it's they do a great job. But it took me a while to navigate the whole thing. But it does, the front page does explain what's going on and everything like that. And actually, Fort Griswold, there is a particular list of parks that are available for activation, and some are state and some are federal, and it has nothing to do with the national or state park systems, and it has little or nothing to do with the ARRL. It's an individual group that was formed, I'm not 100% sure, something to do with whatever happened in 2016. They thought it was so much fun that they continued doing it. So you do have to register, and it is a very secure setup, and it is it's similar to the hunting thing on that QRP stuff, but you are allowed to spot. Let me reset. Once you choose your location, you can spot either through their website, which is not dissimilar to like a regular spotting software, or they have a Facebook closed group that you can spot on. You know, no one else can see it unless you're part of the group. So it's cool. It's I don't know how, I just kind of stumbled across it, and it took a little while to get all set up. You do have to get set up for it. And say there is a select list of parks, and there's quite a few in Connecticut. I was actually astonished how many are available. And after last night, I received numerous requests to activate more Connecticut parks because the hunters are hungry, to put it any other way. Yeah, the 2 meter thing, first I heard of that, I can kind of see what could be going on, but I don't really have too much worries in this area. I don't know, so it would be awful hard. It seems like such a popular band that I don't know why would they even mess with it. You know, it's not that we don't have that big of a spectrum of it, so I'm not really, I guess I have to educate myself on it, and I should, but I know very little about it. It would be a sad thing if they were to start messing with that, because it's a nice, easy, very robust system. Back to net, NK1V.
Thank you, Steve, and I may
I don't know that myself to look at it, parksontheair.com. And, yeah, as far as the 2 meter goes, I think we probably exhausted it unless somebody digs something up, and we'll just keep it in the back of our minds as something that might be being discussed, but as Dave said, we haven't heard anything officially from any official organization yet, so this could all just be a red herring, as it's called. And, you know, not to get people too excited until something official comes out. And as we know, there's whenever there's any proposed changes, there is a lot of public comment, there is a lot of notification, reviews, and what have you. Nothing is done very quickly, so that's good. Okay, and with that, we'll move on to the next person on the list. And I was curious, John, at one point, I remember a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned the thought that you might have to break down and get an air conditioner. Have you done so, or are you still planning to do so? And any other comments? W1JOP, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
No, I'm not. The reason why I'm not is because I'm hoping the warmest part of summer is, I know August can be kind of hellish around here, but usually in the evening and mid to late August, it starts cooling down quite a bit. So, I have a residence out in Nyanic that my mom lives at that can escape this all air conditioned, so that's what I'm going to do, to just deal with the heat and whatever. And my trip to Asheville was very nice. It's a different town. A little weird to see my father in it, but that's the way it goes. He lives out in, with Beltmore Forest, wherever that is. That's outside of Asheville. Didn't really live in the town of Asheville, but the few times I've been in Asheville with him, it's, I don't know, a different town. I'll put it that way. Anyway, back to that. This is W1GOP.
John, very happy that you have a escape plan if it does get too hot and humid and what have you, and that's good that you have a place you can go off to if you can't quite stick it out with the heat and humidity. I was listening to Channel 4 Weather, a quick note on the weather, and they said that there's a possibility inland that I think it was next week at some point it may hit 100, and if so, that'll be the first time it will have gone to triple digits since 2012. So I found that of interest, and not something I'm looking forward to, but we'll see what happens with that. Okay, with all these various topics, I don't know what to ask Chuck, so I'm just going to, I was going to ask him about the picnic and whether this was only for club members or who might be invited. So, and who should they contact if they want to either, what are the details? So I'll turn that over to Chuck W1FJW. This is KC1TWR.
Well, I don't think we have all the details yet. We have a meeting coming up next Tuesday, and we'll probably hash Thursday, and we'll hash out the details then. Scrams and Tri-City are definitely invited to the picnic. That'll pretty much be most of the hams in the region for sure. Maybe others, but that's about the only answer I have right now. Back to Net, W1FJW.
Okay, so picnic would be the third Thursday in August, and the meeting for race on this month is July 18th, which is next Thursday, so that would give us a month once details are out there to let people know. I do believe one thing based on previous picnics that if people do decide to go, member of clubs, etc., that they should let the Raceon Club know if they plan to attend or not, mainly because Raceon, in the past at any rate, has provided like the hamburgers and hot dogs, and they don't want to be understocked, but they don't want to be overstocked. So just getting something of a commitment from people saying whether they're going to be there or not. And again, Chuck, I think the idea of having a kind of show and tell of people's favorite ham radio or interesting items of electronic nature would be a great idea. And we've reached the bottom of the list again, so I will do another call out. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. You do not need to be a member of Tri-City in order to attend. All amateur radio operators are welcome to attend and participate in this net, or you can just listen, but if you wish to participate, please check in now. Okay, nothing heard, and I'm very happy that the Salem Repeater has been behaving itself this evening. It did very well Monday night as well, so it sounds like whatever's been ailing it, they've done a pretty good job of fixing it, so that's good. And we'll start at the top of the list again, and I know he said he'd be in and out, so I'm just going to give him a quick shout again just to see if he's wanting to chat. KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR. Okay, and with that, we'll move on to Dave. And now that we've got a website for the Parks on the Air, and the fact that they are looking for people to put the Parks on the Air, and Fort Griswold is a very good idea. It's nice up there with the monument, and you get a commanding view of the river and New London and so forth. Any other thoughts on that or any other subject, Dave? K1DCT, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Very good, Tim. K1DCT here. Yes, I've gone out to the Parks on the Air and looked at the website. And actually, in Groton, there are three recognized sites, Fort Griswold being one, Bluff Point, and Haley Farm. So here's an idea. We could plan a Groton Parks on the Air weekend and have a station at each and operate for what I don't know what the time frame is. I haven't gotten that deep into this, but, you know, operate for a few hours in each place, make 10 contacts, and call it a day. Just something to think about. I'd be, even though I'm not a club member, I'd be willing to jump in and do something, probably on the QRP side, because that's my normal mode of portable operation, so that's just throwing something out there, something wild and crazy. So that's about all I have. I think I've spewed most of the rest of the things that my puny brain has thought about, so I just something to put out there. I know I've worked a lot of these Parks on the Air things here from my home station, and always find it interesting. I, you know, get the designation. I put it in the comments of my log. So I don't know, just something to look at, and you know, I guess if you want, you can probably get some wallpaper out of it, like I'm going to send off for the 13 colonies here. I didn't work them all, but I'm going to send off my certificate and get what I can. Back to that, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave, and I think that's a great idea. I like that idea. And the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club has a generator, so if we need to supply power at one of those sites, we could use that. I'm pretty sure the club would be willing to donate that to the cause, as it were. And maybe we'll send out an email and see what people think and see if we can get some interest in that. And I guess when we get to Steve, which next, I will ask the question of, obviously this doesn't sound like it's a, you know, only this weekend during the year, but are there any time elements? Is it only in the weekends, only during the week? Any other criteria that he happens to know that would be helpful? If not, we'll find it out on the website. And, yeah, we'll give that a try. So, Steve, that's my question about the Parks on the Air. And, of course, you can comment about anything else we've been talking about or even something entirely new. So, NK1B, this is KC1TWR.
This is NK1B. Boy, let's see if I get any of this in. My head scrambled. Yes, actually, Griswold Battlefield State Park is on the list, and it has not been activated, and it's also highlighted on my list. You can do things at, as clubs. You have the 24 hours of the Zulu clock to start your activation and get your 10 contacts. I mean, you can do a few, go get lunch, you can come back, but you have to be within from the 0 to 23:59 of the, you know, Greenwich time. I made that mistake my first try, and although I had contacts that I submitted, I was not able to activate because I missed that part of the rules. There is also huge bonuses for park to park, but I believe they have to be 20 miles away. They can't be like right next to each other. So if you go, if you from are in one park and you talk to another activator in another park, there's big bonuses for that. And then there's also, let me reset. There is also, I think they call it a radar, I'm not sure what the acronym stands for, having to do with roaming, or rovering, or something to that effect, and by getting 10 contacts, and I'm going to say, and I'm not, don't quote me, it's on the site, because I haven't read that much on it, but by getting 10 contacts at like 10, I don't know if it's 5 or 10 parks, and within those 24 hours, and they have to be a certain distance apart, you get a big bonus for that, you know, more wallpaper, as you say. And, yeah, so there was one other comment, if I can remember what that was, which I'm drawing. Oh, yeah, it is not a, like an event. It's a group that's just ongoing, has been going since a little bit after the actual event in 2016. And there's a pretty good following. And as a matter of fact, they had to stop taking new parks because there's been so much demand from overseas to join that they're at a growing point where they're a little bit overwhelmed and they're trying to just pause for a moment to absorb what they have. But I'm enjoying it, and I will continue to dig in if I do plan on making a trip down the ground at some point, hopefully to activate the Griswold Battlefield. Unless you guys get to before me, that's fine too. I will hunt the haunted. NK1V, back to that.
Okay, very good. Yep, you might get there before we do. That's definitely a possibility. And I don't want to have anybody step on anybody else's toes and what have you. I was going to say something about that, and it totally went out of my head. So I will have to think about that. I was going to say, yeah, you could go back up and transmit again from the Mansfield Hollow Park down to Griswold, and that's, I believe, more than 20 miles, so that would score the points. But anyhow, that's just food for thought. And I do want to make a comment that I, in correction for myself, Kevin said he was in and out, and I was thinking on and off the radio. That's why I keep stopping looking for him, and I just realized that while he is recording this, so that we all have access to it off the am1700.org/tipsnet website, he just checked in to say that he was checking in and out, and therefore I probably won't call on him again unless he calls in. But anyhow, that was my mistake on my part. And with that, we'll go to John, W1JOP, and I wonder if there are any parks out there in Niantic or Old Lyme. I can't remember where you said that your mother was, where you might be able to activate a park out there. This is KC1TWR to W1JOP.
Oh yeah, there's what's the name of that park? Anyway, there's Rocky Neck. My favorite one, which is I forgot the name of it, but it's a ballpark basically. Just across from Drake and Sunoco, I forget the name of it. But anyway, I was looking on this website. It looks like someone was in Fort Trumbull State Park in New London. I'm not sure if I'm reading this right. 7/10/2019 from 1700 to 1900. And gave his call sign. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say it or not, but I won't. And it looked like he was operating 20 and 40 meters, and that was today at, like I said, between 5 and 7. If I'm reading this correctly, I could be totally wrong. Anyway, back to now, this is W1GOP.
Ah, thank you, John. Raising more and more questions. This is getting to be an interesting subject. I'm definitely going to have to check that website out when I get home. See what I can glean out of it. Okay, with that we'll go on to Chuck, who will be the last one I think for the regular rounds here, and then we'll go into section two. So with everything that's been said and so far, Chuck, hopefully you've been taking copious notes or have in your mind what you want to chat about. WNFJW, this is Nick Control, KC1TWR.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I had a hearing aid battery go dead, so I missed half of it. Fortunately, it was the right half, so I didn't miss much. No, it sounds good. Parks on the Air definitely sounds like it'd be interesting. I missed what day it was. Do you have a date or time for that? Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, if I remember correctly, Steve said that there is no particular day for it, but if in order to activate a park, you have, the park must make at least 10 contacts within a 24-hour period, which is from, I believe, midnight to midnight, 0000 to 23:59 Zulu time. And I'm going to go to Steve real quick just to confirm that that is correct. Steve, NK1V, this is KC1TWR, am I correct?
NK1V, yeah, Roger, you are correct. It's not really an event, it's like a grouping, and it's continuously going, and there's actually an overnight shift, which has more wallpaper. Back to that, NK1V.
Okay, very good. Chuck, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much. W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Okay, at this time, I'm going to do a call out before we get into the next section. And so this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. You do not need to be a member of Tri-City Amateur Radio Club to attend or participate in this net. All amateur radio operators are invited to participate or to listen. So those that would like to check in, please call now.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo, Mike November, Bob and Montel.
Okay, net recognizes Bob, K1RMN. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, Bob, I'm going to extend the first section just enough to let you make any comments you'd like to. I don't know how long you've been able to listen. We've been talking, I think, primarily about parksontheair.com and the fact that it's it's not a particular day, it's an ongoing activity. And Steve, WNK1V, just activated the Mansfield Hollow Dam Park. So congratulations to him. So any thoughts or comments you'd like to bring forth? K1RMN, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Yeah, I'm familiar with the Parks on the Air, and any ham, amateur radio operator, can go to one of those places, and as was pointed out, as long as you make the requisite number of contacts, you activate that. So it's just up to whoever wants to do that, as an individual and or as a club. We do have the generator, we do have some assets, but you know, I don't think we're going to be running over to Fort Griswold too soon. We've we got a lot of things going, but yes, I mean, it's a fun thing to do, and it would be very interesting. We'll slip that in there between going to Islands on the Air and Fox Hunts and other things, and hopefully never have to go home. It'll be great. This is K1 Armin, back to net.
Very good comment there, Bob. Well, we do have to go home now and then to get the clothes washed and so forth, so, but yes, that is good. Okay, at this point we'll go into the second part of the TipsNet, which deals with announcements or items of interest. And I'm going to run down to the list and give everybody an opportunity to bring forth any items of interest or events or anything that they would like to point out to people to make people aware of. And as I said, Kevin was in and out, so I'm going to move right to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
Oh, very good. Well, thanks for the opportunity. I think I've probably spouted off enough. No further announcements or words of wisdom. But, so everyone have a good evening. K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. And next we'll go to Steve in K1V. This is KC1TWR.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve, I don't know what happened to your audio, but your audio signal dropped off dramatically. I had to turn my speaker almost all the way up to hear you, so why don't you give it another try and see if you can repeat your comments, if you would.
NK1V, yeah, sorry about that. I don't know, I always go back to that old microphone, gives me trouble. I have no other real comments, and if I do make it down the Groton area, there's quite a few parks down there. It'll probably be later in the summer, more towards fall. I will put the word out on probably the race on repeater, and as I mentioned, not only because I'd love to have someone give me a hand, but because I got a really bad habit of getting lost. Back to net, NK1V.
Okay, audio was solved, and I heard everything you said, and that's good. And yes, we have a lot of people down here who would be glad to give you a hand. And so, yeah, let us know when you plan to do anything down in this area. Okay, next we'll move on to John, W1JOP. Any announcements or items of interest you'd like to bring forth in this second section of the TipsNet? This is KC1TWR. John, W1JOP, are you still out there? Okay, you must have been called away from the radio, so we'll move next to Chuck, W1FJW. Any announcements or items of interest you'd like to bring to the net, please bring it to us now. This is KC1TWR.
meeting next Thursday at Norwich Fire Headquarters at 7:30. Just a reminder. That's a week from tomorrow. W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chuck. And the freed man writing here, last but not least, Bob, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Obviously, breakfast on Saturday morning. And after that, anybody from Tri-City that wants to come over to the house, we're going to go through Dean's radio equipment and kind of separate it out, package it up, clean it up, and get it ready for the auction. So people are welcome to do that after breakfast. And that's all I have. So this is K1RMN. Back to Nat.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob. And, yep, I plan to be there for breakfast and maybe even come over and give a hand with the trying to separate and also test some of the equipment there. I do want to mention that Saturday, August 3rd, the first Saturday in August, we're going to be having a fox hunt. Ray Sun's going to have a fox hunt. Details will follow. It will be Saturday morning, but we're not sure what the start point is or exactly the time, but it'll probably start about 9:30 or so. With that, I think we'll conclude the second portion of this net, and then we'll move on to the third portion of the TIPS net, which is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I do have one item. This is for Jim Seaton. He has a 20-meter three-element beam in his front yard that he inherited from someone, and he is looking to, for anybody that has an interest in it. He's not looking for any compensation except the compensation of finally being able to get to his front yard. So if anybody has any interest in the three-element 20-meter beam, contact Jim Seaton. If you have any problems doing that, get a hold of me and I can help put you in contact with him. So, any questions or comments about that before we move on? Okay, we're going to do one last call out before we close the net. Anybody else that would like to check in to the TIPS net? This is Tim, KC1TWR, the net control. Please call now.
Here is November 1, Sierra Papa X-ray, Chuck in Norwich.
In Norwich, and any other check-ins, please call now.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton, good evening.
Okay, and that all further recognizes Josh, K0JEB, any further check-ins? Before I close the net, I don't want to shut you folks off, so I'm going to give you one chance to make any comments you wish. Chuck, N1SPX, any comments on that before we close the net? This is KC1TWR.
No problem. Just figured I'd say hi. I've left the area about 20 years ago, but so some may remember me, but most probably not. Standing here next to Kevin, and just figured I'd say hi to everyone, and I'm glad to see the TIPSnet was resurrected. And N1SPX, back to net.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck, and hopefully this tips. Now, I was not around for the first tips, and so hopefully this one is doing hopefully as well as the previous one, and touching all the right bases and so forth. And glad you're able to stop by and visit and say hi to Kevin and tell him I hope the grinder was good. Okay, Josh, K0JEB, any comment before we close the net?
K0JEB, really not too many comments. I just caught the tail end of the net there. And to Chuck over in Norwich, I'm not sure. I'm wondering if you managed to enjoy some training activity out there in Middlesex with Kevin today. Other than that, I hope everybody has a good evening, and it's K0JB back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Josh, and I will make the comment that Kevin made a comment at the very beginning that they did see some trains and also Jilly Castle, but if you want to after the net, you can call out direct to Chuck and have a chat then. In the meantime, it's now almost 8:02, so I'm going to go ahead and close the net. And the Tri-City, let's see, do I have my notes here? Yes, they are. I'd like to thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and thanks to all who stood by while we conducted the net, and all those that may have listened without checking in, you're welcome. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has this meeting TipsNet on the Wednesday, each Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Salem Repeater. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club itself sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, which was last night, at the American Red Cross office at Route 32 in Montville. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.com. That's TRICITYARC.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I will now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. Good evening and 73.
KC1 TWR, K0 JEB.